A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk on Monday, January 9th, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national team. The Warriors rode to Gabon for the 2017 African Nations Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Warriors' road to Gabon.
Zimbabwe's preparations ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations were initially thrown into chaos by raw over-accommodation and financial issues. However, after the two parties reached an agreement, things now seem to be back on track, and Zimbabwe is set to play Cameroon tomorrow in an international friendly match.
Zimbabwe's first competitive match of the 14th January to 5 February tournament in Gabon is against Algeria on the 15th of January. They will also face Tunisia and Senegal in Group B that some have actually dubbed the Group of Death, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila watitinge tichitarisa neze gadziro yema kwikwi eku African Nations Cup yema Warriors. Wongu, vakawanda manga muchitera munoze wote zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Mazuva apera vatambi vachimboramba kutamba vachitivo havana kupuwa mari dzavo neZIFA. ZIFA ichitivo iri kuedza nepainogona kuti inge ichitsvaga mari asi zvanga zvichinetsa. Asi vakomana vakazosimuka zvavo vakananga kuCameroon uko kwavari kuenda kutamba mutambo wekuedzana masimba. Mangwana nechikota cheCameroon. Nekudaro tinoda kuti tinzwewo kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuona sei gadziro yema Warriors yekuenda kuGabon. Uye kuGabon kwacho munoona here vachibudirira sezvakatarisirwa nevakawanda vari kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inogona kunge isiri kunyatso prepare hayo zvakanaka asi talent rinenge riripo vachitarisa vatambi wakaita sana Knowledge Musona vana Kama Billiard nevamwe Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing asizwile kuti bekuhlupa khona ngale ke kuma Warriors kakhulu kakhulu bacine nje bafana bengasasuki ngesikhathi besiya khona ngale Cameroon lapho kukhangelelwe khona ukuthi kusasa badlala ke le Cameroon khona ngale kule Cameroon kuzobuya ke okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi ama players lapha kanti befuna imali ethize $5,000 per person ukuthi baye khona ngale AFCON ukuthi kubizwe ukuthiwa i-appearance fee khonokho ke akade bekufuna. Kuzobuya ke okunye akade bekufuna Blessing i-allowance phela iyafunakala esikhwameni la awusozipho ngikhahlela ibhoru ngelalutho so befuna abafana $200 i-appearance khonaphana. Kuzobuya nokunye nje ukuthi nxa besuka ekhaya besiya khona ngale batshiyele abantu babo batshiyele ingane omomngabo into ezinjalo. So ke Zimbabwe esesikubonile ukuthi soke inhlala yenza ukuthi Zimbabwe vele kuyahlupha. Kunjalo futhi.
Of course, Gibbs, the holders at the moment, that's Ivory Coast. And of course, Egypt has won it a record six times. And the top goal scorer remains Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with 18 goals. And of course, there are teams that have never qualified for the African Nations Cup. And these are Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Gambia, Lesotho, Madagascar, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Seychelles, Somalia, South Sudan, and Swaziland. Luckily, Zimbabwe has qualified. I think this is for the third time There are some teams that have never qualified yet. We have our first guest, Gibbs. That is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza, now based in the UK. Lezi Muzo, that's what Charles Mabika liked to call him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Now, of course, it's that time again, Muzondiwa. I think you have been following the chaos that was characterizing the Warriors' preparations for the 2017 edition of the African Nations Cup. What is your take on this? Is this something new, or this is what you've now expecting? You are. This is something that you now expect to be happening. I understand when you were still playing, you still had your own problems with Zifa.
Oh yes, I think it's everyone who is following this story with interest. There's nothing new, to be honest. It's something that is, you know, keeps reoccurring. So it's unfortunate. I mean, we're going to a big tournament, and we are finding ourselves mangled in all this mess.
So we have now normalized the abnormal. It's something that we now expect, though it should not be like that. And stay on the line, Muzondiwa. We want to introduce our second guest. That is Momoyo, sports analyst and also former Premier Soccer League player for Kepsa and Baimo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Mo, you've been following what the Warriors... Before that. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Mo, And I won't say a lot about Arsenal. So let's proceed to other things. Arsenal and your birthday. We're not talking about that today. So, and happy birthday, So now, you've been following what is happening in the Warriors' camp. Give us your take on that.
That is very normal. There is nothing new there. It happens every time. So I don't see why we should make a fuss about that. It's not a story.
And the demands. That, yes, the demands by the players.
The demands by the players are justified. It's not like these players that they've been playing for the national team for quite a while. And they've been through these promises before. So it's not anything new. They're just trying to take advantage of the situation and make sure that they also get something out of it. They will never get all the money for that. But they will get something from this. This is the only chance they can be able to push this to act. So the demands are very justified. And I think they put up a gallant fight. I just hope they're going to get something out of that.
And back to you, Muzondiwa, this does not only seem to be a problem that Zimbabwe is facing. We've had similar clashes between the associations and the players in Cameroon. It happened in Nigeria, even Argentina. We hear that at times Lionel Messi ends up bailing the national team. What is the problem with the soccer administration?
It's I'll probably go back to, a few years ago. I think George Weah did mention something along the lines of, football administrators in mostly in Africa. They want to see, a football player probably, walking or jumping on a bike more than driving. If you drive an expensive car in Africa as a football player, there are questions that are raised. And it's more of, the support that is lacking from the administrators themselves, because if these guys are asking, they're not asking for a million each. They're asking for, like what Moore is saying, what they're asking for is justified. And they're going to a big tournament. Money is, as much as it can be motivating, but they need it, for later stages. Because our careers, to be honest, they're not, they're short. You have to make the most of it while you can. And, I don't know what's wrong with football administrators, especially in Africa, which it's, I think it's maybe they're consumed by greed. I don't know, but there is something that is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbweke isikhulume ngesindebele kulapho ke mzondi womgatsana. So wena ubona zani nqa ukuxoxozela kunje. Pho ke abafana badlala njani khona kana?
Ayi kuyi problem lokho because lawa majaha abafuzi behambe bethabini kulokuthakaza emhlizweni zabo. Nqa ukuthi bahamba manje kule problem enjengale. Ayi kuyadamisa ebantwini bonke abalandeli bebhola. But okuthakazisa kakhulu ngokuthi ngilandele istory lesi laba abalandele ibhora khathi bayasupport ukuthi abafana barayithi ngokuthi befuna imali lesi.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaphumani pho nxa ukuthi bangahamba bengani abadabanga la wawukhona phela udlala kudala kuyawesokunjani xa sokunjani?
Into ekhona ikuphela ukuthi lakho umoya singukhulumile njalo ukuthi into esijayelekile ayisento entsha. Ukupho ukuthi abantu bezekwazi i-situation ime kanjalo. Ukuthi that's why abafana bekhala. But ukudlala ibhora abazalala. Ngaphambanisa lapha nalapho but ngiyathemba ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
So
injayelo ukuthi elizweni lakhe ithela sayinto ukuthi try amangalisa. Once ungafaka ijezi leyana ukuthi ibhale Zimbabwe you represent the country yakho. Ngikuthanda kakhulu.
So according to you know Mzondi Mkhatsa, you know these things happen like what Mr. Momo was saying. He says at the end of the day he believes that the boys are going to deliver anyway. If they are having a job there they're going to do it. Yeah.
Regati dzokere kuna mo mo ripo iri parunhara apa
ndiripo chamwana
pane Zimbabwe iri mugroup B mune zvikwata zvakaita seAlgeria, Senegal neTunisia. Tingati tichitarisa madraw aya inenge wafa wafa chaiyo ingabudirira here?
Yeah, inini ndoona zvangu vakomana vakango ma tournament akadai nguva zhinji ma game ekutanga vakakosha vakakwanisa kusakundwa mugame rekutanga handodaira kuti kumberi uko tinenge tiri right but machances edu I think we have got a very good chance because isusu tine the underdog take saka munhu isi anenge achingotitarisira pasi andiwo watozoona kuti timu yakatosimba it may be too late so I think if we win game rekutanga to point to where we will end panopera ma round robin games acho. But I think we have got a very strong chance. And isusuka we are not affected azvimboti zvete zvakaitire hazvina kana chekuita neperformance yedu. Wana tatotadza bhora tatotadza because zvese izvi ndo control zvitori normal. Saka titori boy papa.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Mo and Mzondi Womgatsa. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Warriors' road to Gabon for the Africa Nations Cup. Regati mwende kwa Terry Gibbs. Totanga na mfundisi Richard Magadi. Magadi mkoma Richard.
Chinosimo makadi ko baba.
Aiwa tiri nani yedu parise pa Jona.
Pa Jona pari right regentorate is team yedu mo.
All right.
Tatimukushura kuti dai mwari vakatungamira vakakomana vakapamba zvakanaka. Because vision yemuti kuti Zimbabwe kufamba kwayo icha tamba zvakanaka sekuona kwangu pamunyenge tatongoita kuti Zimbabwe ne Algeria icha tamba draw ne Senegal vachirova Senegal. 2-1 Algeria ne Tunisia Zimbabwe vachirova Tunisia 1-0 saka zvinokuzai kudai mari ikavapo akomana vakaya nemufaro zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kupuwa mari kuti Zimbabwe yedu ibude since yakapisa 2004 tatiri kuti sati tivane dzati vakore 30 saka tosinodai Zimbabwe ikanditambawo zvakanaka kwainoenda kugabhoni koko kunyange nevakomana vane mari dai vasakurunga vasunungure mwoyo kuti vatambire nyika zvakakura kutambire nyika zvinorwadza zvazvo kushova mari asinodai vatambire nyika yavo.
Saka mukoma Richard mari dzavo dzimawana kupaya maoneswa nemweya mai
ndo ndari kude kuti ndo chimiro chiripo hatifane sekuona kwangu ndiri mfundi basi sekuona kwangu kuti Zimbabwe ndo matambira aichaita kune Algeria ingatamba 0-0 Algeria ingarovi Zimbabwe asi vaina inopisa kuri ipa number 1 kana number 2
asi muri kuona ichienderera mberi
Zimbabwe ndiengira mberi zvakwazvo inoendera kumberi kwazvo achimusodai vakomana vakaenda unotama zvakanaka kuti mari problem asi dai vakagona kusunungura moyo kuti nyika itambe zvosinzi chingunama kuti dai Zimbabwe igona kubudira zvakuti nevatambi vakasimba zvikuru pana Nyasha Mucheku iyoyo Kamabila Noji Musona vana Malajira nevamwe vazhinji Zimbabwe pari zvino inotamba zvakanaka ndioni chikundikana inini nekuti this time itimu yakasimba kwazvo
saka vari kutamba kusouth africa muri kuona vari kunyatsotamba zvakanaka here pamunombovaona
vari kutamba kusouth africa vanotamba zvakanaka zvinomwisa mvura kwazvo maplayer ari kutamba munosouth africa anotamba zvakanaka zvikuru anotamba bhora rinomwisa mvura kwazvo saka tiri kuona kuti iyo Zimbabwe shaidi this time around inotamba zvakanaka hatimbotyi kuti senegal imaplayer akawana tamba overseas kakuti algeria naizvo sizakuina kuapcon kubudzwa kuti zimbabwe this time inofa kuti ichiwina uko kutanga ndo pane munyama tu yedu ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi richard
mufundisi moyo ya tinotenda
mufundisi moyo okay tinotenda zvikuru
maita zvakanaka kuti uri kufonera mari kudenga ave nemi ikoko
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru
bye
bye bye for now Gibbs
sipinda futi
mufundisi uti nomufundisi against Algeria 0-0 against Senegal Zimbabwe win 2-1 and Zimbabwe beat Tunisia 1-0
aha so utopupile kombe profitile sibi yesibona ke silovusi undlovu baba ndlovu kunjani kona phe khona
yaphila Mr. Keith niphila njani ngapho ephesheya
no siphile kahle ungabuka ngona usegoli unga
hayi ngila egoli
kunjani egoli
hayi egoli izolibelifini weekend yonke azange siyiboni nje vele besihlalele endlini
nansi-ke Warriors versus iCameroon kuqala ekusasa ubonani kuyaphumani khonapho
futhi yazi ukuthi laphana kunzima ngoba yabona uCameroon ile nto amaclub adevelophile kakhulu yabona ezibona ngathi kuzaba kubi ngoba abafana bayethu yazi hayi indaba vele once waxega ekhaya yazi mase siyaphandle vele usuwiki yabona
ye kunjalo so nxa sokubuya ke ku-AFCON siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ile Algeria Tunisia le Senegal kuyafiwa la
vele yilento phana nje vele yilento igroup yilento idethi yilento igroup yedethi vele abafana bethu bona banesifiso sokuthi bangaphumelela kodwa indaba nje ukuthi nje suke qede emalini ukuthi sibaxhase thina bona
Bomme abantu kumele benzeni phela babandlovu. Kanti lina lincedi lapha lapho bakusandla nje.
Yasifaka kodwa indaba ukuthi into mayingahlangananga kahle yabo. Kuthe kukhule nto kungabi nento e right yabo. Ngoba manje yabona mina ngesingami ngilaye lento egoli kodwa ngine lento ngine business ekhaya yabo.
So uthi kuhlupha ukuthi imali uyithathe uhambise kuzifa
ya into yokuthi nje yabona ilento ibhola lasekhaya into besifisa ukuthi ilento yonke lento efana nama-sports ingaqala from the school level iziyefika kulento ku-national level ya understand ya so in that way kuyafuneka ukuthi nathi sibe nelento nohulumende abazo-understandayo ozazwisisana nathi from the bottom to the top i-understanda sikwazi nathi ukuxhasa ngezimali nathi sixhasa izwe lethu ukuthi at least nathi noma sisiya kuma-olympic noma sisiya kuphi kumalento kuma-world cup sazi ukuthi sisponsa izwe lethu i-understanda
yes sesikhuluma-ke nxa sibona ngemidlalo ubona ngani Algeria versus Warriors kungaba ingaki?
Hey lapho is difficult. Maybe kungaba i 1-0 kodwa ke abafana ne Algeria let's say 1-0 le khona lapho.
Eyabi win le yipi manje?
Algeria, of course, comfortable lapana when Algeria I 19 years in life. And I'm a player that can have a comfortable, I got a problem. Then I believe that, of course, end of the day, they'll have a win.
Oh yebo phela hayi kuhle kakhulu ke iTunisia la Senegal inxa la ubona njalo futhi uthi inxa kungaphuma njalo kumbe ulo munye umbono
iTunisia ne Senegal hayi Senegal yoni iwithi iTunisia izawina
yebo phela awuboni ke Ndlovini usebenzile mfowethu ngokuthi ungene phela ku program lamhlanje uhlala ubuya phela
ngiyabuya futhi arasininga ngichinga bayo kwenyini akasi sizabuya nathi khona ngapho phesheyayo wathi sininxuse sithi buyani sizocelebrate guys otherwise we've been together for some time yabo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa ba
okay ubusuku obuhle kini
ye lawo kube njalo mfowethu sibonela kakhulu bona imuli yakho
kakhulu
so that was Vusi Ndlovu according to Vusi you know he says Zimbabwe is likely to be beaten by Algeria and maybe try to salvage a draw against Tunisia and then win against Senegal. So he says Senegal is a little bit weak. He says he's got business in Zimbabwe, but he can't support the Warriors right now. The reason, can you make a guess? He says, you know what, your money can be wasted.
Yeah.
Because he says you need a government that can take care of sports from grassroots up to, you know, a certain level. So he says you cannot just join a train. Maybe that is about to derail. So you must start from scratch, you know, with that kind of team. So he's encouraging the government to say, start from, you know, the basics when it comes to some of these kind of sports.
And Mzondio, are people not underestimating Senegal here? Because I think on paper it is the strongest side, right?
To be honest, I'm not one to worry about our opposition. I mean, fair enough, we have to be cautious. But I've been reading through some of the comments, you know, people mentioning Said Mane and mention of Mahrez. We should be proud of our boys and forget about, you know, these big names. We have our own big names. We should be supportive of those guys. Again, we can't underestimate anybody. It's a competition which anyone can win. So we should go in there, you know, equal like everybody else. That's how I look at it. And I hope, you know, we'll move forward, we'll go forward.
Of course, there are 11 players, and you know, exactly. For each team. And therefore... I mean, you know,
I think it's been one of our biggest downfalls. So sorry to jump in. It's been big, one of our biggest downfalls where we are looking too much on the other side. I remember when we played Nigeria one time.
Okocha.
Somana, you know, you went to pick JJ Okocha. You went to pick Kanu at the airport. When he returned, you know, it was more like he was striking fear to us, saying, and you think to yourself, meaning I'm not important. The other guy is important. But it shouldn't be that way. You know, we're equal. That's how I look at it.
That's very true. That's very true. Speaking like a coach there, Mzondiwa, you know.
You know, I always wonder why Mzondiwa is not coaching a top Zimbabwean club. I'm not going to ask you this question today, Mzondiwa. I'm going to ask it some other time. So, so we see that blessing in Group A, which is going to have its matches in Libreville. We've got Gabon, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Guinea-Bissau. You know, Burkina Faso and Cameroon, these are very strong sides.
Indeed.
And you cannot rule out the 12th man in Gabon. Yeah?
Yes.
Whenever you've got some supporters, they can, you know, spare you on and say, okay, do what you can. But Guinea-Bissau, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
he's a good team, yes, but compared to these other three, I think he's somewhere else. Then Group C, which is going to be the matches will be played in Oyem. That's Ivory Coast, DR Congo, Morocco, and Togo. So Ivory Coast and Morocco there, and DRC.
Yeah,
these three are very strong.
Ivory Coast,
even Togo itself.
Yeah. I think it's another potential group of death.
Then Group D in Port Gentile, we've got Ghana, Mali, Egypt, and Uganda. These three, Ghana, Mali, Egypt. Uganda, well, yes. Ukraine can do something, but
for the first time.
Yeah. So now,
in I don't know how many years, 30-something, 39?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So now, looking at Group B, Mzondio, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Zimbabwe. So out of these, we see that most probably Algeria has got an upper hand here, right?
Zimbabwe has upper hand.
you're doing some
true patriot.
Moral support, right?
We have potential to beat anyone. If we look at our material, and okay, maybe the other teams have got exposure in the respect that most of their players play abroad, and our guys play in South Africa. We shall probably compete as good as our league in Zimbabwe. Fair enough. Ours is lacking maybe financial, but we are probably, you know, one of the countries that has supplied South African football more than anybody else. So we have potential in the respect that we are capable of beating anyone.
Kodwa-ke mzophela ngabantu sesikhangela lapha bade mzolapha uyazikhulumela Algeria madoda kuyafiwa laphana Tunisia uyahanjwa xa uzokuba uyiSenegal uyakwazi lawo
because lapha sikhuluma amabizo or we are talking ibhora xa sikhuluma ibhora then we are fair, we are equal. Xa sikhuluma amabizo, yes, they've got big names that we can't dispute. But I mean, I want with this criminal board, with who can we beat? We can beat anyone.
Yeah,
we can beat us. Maybe we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. So he's convinced Zimbabwe can beat any team.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit, man. Mm-hmm. So I think you can go ahead and, you know.
Okay, go and tell mom.
And so I think, you know, one of the problems that, you know, Zimbabwe might have the potential. But the preparations have not been that good. You know, a major friendly that they will play is only against Cameroon, because the previous ones, you only had like local players playing when they last played their friendly match. I mean, what can be done in future to make sure that at least the team is well prepared?
I think this has been discussed, I think, since my days. And it's a stage that we probably, you know, we lack. Because for us not to play all those big teams, it becomes a stage fright. When we step onto that stage, then we become frightened. That's a disadvantage on its own. That's a fair comment. Preparations are bad. They've always been bad. Whether they will change one day, I don't know. But always, that's the important bit. If you don't get it right from the onset, it becomes harder when you proceed to the next stage. But these guys have been, you know, they play top leagues, most of these guys. They play top leagues, and they've been active. It's not like, you know, they're coming off season. You know, most of these guys are still active. So I think they will go out there and do a good job. That's how I look at it.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, no mnumzana ke umoyo culture park kona ngale ko kublawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ona dubio uthini?
Nompilile moyo kunjani ikalanyoni?
Hayi, liyakhiza bhururi izizi lapha, hey, sikhulu.
Yebo phela. So ulimile ngale duzane lesikole.
Ya, ngilobu zisiminyana lapho umbhoko naye ukhanya muhle.
Oh, very good. So, ubona njani ke AFCON le buyayo? Zimbabwe Warriors kuhamba njani?
Hey, ambona yona izazama kodwa hey bayifake emeveni isekunzimeni lapho. Kuba nzima ungayiboni uma kota final yabisi imthandazo.
So abantu kumele vele
mbona sibili
bebambe imthandazo.
Mbona sibili mbona masibi special abo Algeria labo. Nele wabo pezpine sibili hayi angadlali lokhani ongani batshawa lo.
Ibhola libhola phela njengokutsho kwamzondi umgatsala futhi ibhola libhola iZimbabwe ingawina noma kanjani ngoba labana bangu 11 lani 11 kathi kwehlulani.
Standard sakhona imesiyalayo phela. bangaba u-11 bathi sebeba u-5 ngenxa yobunzima babo sebehlangane labo, kodwa hhayi siyabe sibathi labo baphumelele, kodwa hhayi basebuni singazithembisi.
Ye, nxa sokubuya-ke abadlali obona ngazani bazasebenza kakhulu yibaphi obabona bekuma-Warriors?
Hey, mina ukuthi abafana laba abanye laba bayangikhutha amabizo abo mani. Ngiyabakhumbula umphinde mbakhohle ukuthi abanye zingani kutaba babe besebhenkini abanye ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi vele i-line-up yakhona ibinjani. Azazange ngizwise.
Yebo. Hayi, kukahle nxa kunjalo
moya. Hayi, i-line-up yakhona ingikhuthile, ngikhona nje. I-line yakho.
Oyebo phela. Hayi no kuhle khonoko moyo phosela khona kugcina.
Ye. Kwathisela sibili abafana ukuthi badlale sibili bethi andobo sem final konukana hayi lati yasifaka phezulu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi lati besikhona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu moyo khona ngapho ke Country Park obulawayo. Ungathinela kusasa moyo.
Ye. Kumbulo ngokwiradio yazeyi mina umlaleli omdala usukela ngo-03 khonalo laleli Studio 7 uzobe namhla angila noma okwiradio mani yakhala
hayi siyakuzwa bamoyo sakhuluma laba bhathintambo sizo ukuthi bathini
khumbule madoda ngoba kungamaradio kwethu lokhu ha akubamba umlilo kangako amadoda ahamba
ye hayi sikuzwile baba ungadina lokusasa. Yeah, so this is Mr. Moyo. He's in Country Park, you know. Maybe it's my setup as well, right? So Mr. Moyo says, you know, Zimbabwe is in trouble. You know, he says Algeria and these other teams are very strong. And on players, he doesn't even know one. Because he says, you know what, these names keep on changing.
Yeah.
He says, at the end of the day, you don't even know who's going to be playing or who's not playing. So currently, he says, I don't even know.
Yeah,
who is who, you know? So maybe there's some other people who don't even understand the type of players that we have these days.
Yeah,
we knew when it was, you know, a game against another team that, of course, there's Willard Kumalo.
Yeah,
of course, there's Peter Ndlovu, there's Moses Chunga, there's Joshua and whatever.
Yeah,
but what is going on now, you know? I think we have to ask Mzondi. And we knew if Mzondi was playing.
So is it a lack of superstars or is just the economy in so much that not many people are going to watch these matches?
I think it's the economy, to be honest. The last time I visited home, I didn't mention, but you know, people tend to go and watch, you know, the legends more than the Premier League, which they find the league more entertaining more than the Premier League. So in the coverage, I think people don't, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, the newspapers, which probably, you know, is the primary source of information. So it could be the case.
You remember, you know, when we were growing up, so you brought up an interesting, you know, point there. Oh, if those newspaper cuttings
soccer book
of the Muzos, the Peter and Lovers, the Moses Chungas, the Joe Shambos, you know, all the big names, you know. And we were like 7, 8, very young.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have even the international players, Platini, Maradona, and all those kind of people. But now I think that's gone.
Roberto Baggio. Okay, let's go to Kunemwe Mtereri wedu. Vasi J. Chivumba Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
Ai, watiri nani. Kuri sei, John?
Jano kuchiri nani zaku.
Muri papi chaipo chaipo.
Muri pa Polokwane.
Polokwane. Kuri sei Polokwane.
Polokwane. Nindote mumbure gega ngona iwo.
Kuru kunaye. Ai, wandoku titi kowe pakuru.
Hayi ndozodzoka yakutoti tisasakoha mani
yawadisa manje
yapfuwandisa
ipapo ikazowadisa hai panepo ita dambudziko asi nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yemaWarriors muri kuonawo sei
inini maWarriors ndononga tiri kubudirira because ringatarisa negadzire yaakaita kuprepare pa iwo onini yo I mabora ao pane zvaisi kuita va kupedza mamakore apfura gore ratapfura iri pakaita gadzire yakanga kutowedzere pane zvaisi mboi saka ndinotarisira kuti ha nokuni improve one kudaidza kwakaita maprayers haimbotambirawo nedzimwe nyika vakaunganidza unganidza hapimi inonga yakatibatani inonga yakatibatani chinongodiwa kungoti ngavaimbisawo vatambi vedu tumaro zvokuti tingadai tikawinawo zvakadai vaonawo chokubata nokuti vanhu vatambo inazozoita kumana toruzairichi vangangoti zvanzi endai kubhora mozongoone mari dzokuti maone pei haiwa ngavaimbisawo zvinobatisa
asi mune chivimbo handiti kuti vakomana vanobudirira
havano chivimbo chitoripo paamboisvisa timu iyeyo kochi iyo kutadza kuti anoziva zvaari kuita
mune chivimbo naye pasuwa
saka tinototi tinotovimba kuti tinotobudirira chete iye timu tiri kutotanga kutotamba nayo papapa tiri kutowina ipapapa
paalgeria
apo paalgeria tiri kutowina tofa kutotore mapoints edu ipapapa
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma CJ
totenda Mr. Jonga
muri papolokwana
papolokwana ipapo chaipo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
for the benefit of umoyo ubaba umoyo ekadlupake sipongubala some of the players that were picked by pasuwa so Mr. Moyo in Kandlupake if you didn't have the list here is some of the players you see that goalkeepers we have Donovan Bernard of Aumine, Tatenda Mkuruba, Dynamos, Takava Mawaya, Wange. Then defenders, Costa Namoy Nesu, Sparta Praha. Then Bruce, Bruce Kangwa, Azam FC, Elisha Muroiwa, Dynamos, Had Life Zureki, Caps United, Oscar Machapa, AC Vita, Club. Onesimo Pasera, Supersport United, Doris Mklanga, Chicken Inn, Teenage Hadebe, Chicken Inn. Then midfielders, Denipiri, Golden Arrows, and Willard Katsande, Kaiser Chiefs, Kama Piliat, Mamelodi Sundowns, Kutawashe Mahachi, Golden Arrows, Tinotenda Kadewere.
Kadewere.
Kadewat?
Kadewere.
Then Duka Gardens, something like that. I don't know this club, you know? Right? Yeah, it's a complicated one. And then we've got Marvelous Nakamba, Vitesa Arkham. Then strikers, Cuthbert Malachila, Bidvest, Evans Rosike, Marisbeck United, Norwich Msona, KV Ostende, Nyasha Mushekwi, Talan Yifang.
In China.
Then China, yeah, Yifang. Maybe I got it right. Then Matthew Rosike, SC Sfaxien. Then
Tunisia.
Tendai Ndoro, Orlando Pirates. That's for the benefit of Mr. Moyo and others. Yes, because that's the umnums and a pilot in Mhlanga. Osenkai. Iba mhlanga wachona njani?
Hayi, ngisifanele njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu mhlanga kunjani kona ngapho ke enkai?
Hayi, ngiyazi, ngesikolo konke gamukala lapha emchemo hilezi.
Ah, kunjani kona ngapho ke kosikolo kho?
Hayi, ngiyathuza, sala ngithi, hayi, kuyathi kwenyaka, wathi kuza ngiyathembisa.
Usuko wadla yini sadenda? Njoba kutembisa kanga.
Hayi, lati yathe zirayi bese sifika kithi.
Ye, ungcinele sisodwa phela ndza kuyenza start uzabona tuchu kona.
Ah, ufiki wela kithi sakutsho njani zwa bu
mabo. Mara zabuya sei njenge njiva. Anyway, ubona njani ibhola le?
Hayi, abafana bo right bona nje uhlupho ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ke lingamanga.
Cut
off there.
Umdala umhlanga besazikhulumela mnandi nje. Uthi the boys are okay. The league that I got from him. The boys are all okay. But the country is in tatters. You know? I knew he was going to come out with some other things.
Yeah.
But he says the boys are okay. But the country is not good.
Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, what's wrong with Southern Africa? I mean, apart from Zimbabwe, no one else qualified, including South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana.
To be honest, I think it shows that Zimbabwe is up there. If most of these, because if we talk of South Africa, which I think in that region will probably say they've got all the resources.
That's true.
And they failed to qualify. And as much as Zimbabwe has got its own problems, we made it. So I personally think we up there. We're up there. But as for why most of these guys didn't qualify, to be honest, I wouldn't comment on that. Mm-hmm. I can only probably point the finger at South Africa and say, you know, with all what they have, you know, in hand, they should be qualifying easy. But no, they failed. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. I think it's the... Mm-hmm. I don't know if we could call it but I think the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are the African champions, it means maybe we can safely say it's the best league, because I think there were times when you were still playing, so when people were arguing, is the, you know, Zimbabwe Premier League better than the South African Premier League? Mm-hmm. I think these days South Africa is miles ahead.
I think it's always, you know, the money for the side has always been that our league has never been, you know, ranked as one of the best.
Yeah.
At that time, simply because we lacked the financial aspect of it. But if you look at material that we had then and what South Africa had, I think we're on par. Mm-hmm. Or just above them, you know, one bar. Mm-hmm. But it's always been, you know, the financial side. I think they are more organized, you know, than us, mm-hmm. or they are managed well. Mm-hmm. And the corporate, you know, the corporate as well, they seem to, you know, to jump in and make in numbers, sponsoring the supper. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the difference is.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngizokuthi ke umnumzana uPilot Mhlanga sependukile khona ngale nkayi. Yasikhulume ke ngokutshetsha baba Mhlanga, yakuza sukona. Usathi ibhola lime njani?
Hayi, ibhola like singaliwina ngomlomo, but ngenyawo angibona amathuba siwa siphumelele ngoba
so kodwa ke ubona ngani buyaphuma njani le Zimbabwe? Yilo eliya yehluleka kumbe liyanqoba 102.
Hayi, ngabela ukuthi angiboni silawo ngokuthi ngoba la ngapha indlala inkulu yokusaba izibizo zomuntu ongapha. Uyibazazama ngokuthi akathi
yangho. Ye, cheta mpicha namhlanga phonguthi tsheku kancane ke ubuyele lapho kathi khona. Laphana sixoxa bonani bekumnandi. Ye, mphinde mfaka umbuzo kona phokuthi wena ngombono wakho abafana bathi bafuna imali eningi, kambe ku-right ukuthi badinga imali?
Yebo, babunyawoaidlalela imali kulungele phina khona nizazuzaakuneswaphila ayiphoyala baba.
So balungile sukuthi badinga imali lapho ngoba umsebenzi wabo.
Umsebenzi wabo bahlazenjangawo.
Mhm. Uyabona ke emhlanga sibongile kakhulu. Uhlala uphenduka njengenhlala yenza yebingelele vinu ama-players wabingelele khonapho.
Hayi, kubingele abafundi
ke baba Mhlanga. Awubona ke, siyabonga. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mhlanga. Yes, sibongile baba. Bye bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye. So that was Mr. Mhlanga. Of course, his phone was up and down. Mm-hmm. But I was saying, you know, the boys are okay, like what he said. But he says he can't imagine the Warriors winning anything because they're coming from a country that has got a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So those problems are going to follow them. to Gabon. So he doesn't see them doing anything, you know. He says, of course, they are going to participate there as part of the AFCON, you know, matches. And the further went on to say that the boys are okay to demand money because that's their work, you know. If you are working somewhere, you've got a right to demand whatever you want. Now they're using their feet. So let them satisfy the feet, you know. Yeah.
Let's go back to Umzo. Now, Umzo, talking about sponsorship, we heard the government a few days ago saying that it is trying to put together about $1 billion. Then there was talk of another corporate sponsorship deal from Net One, but still the players are not being paid. And there was also talk that CAF had released some money to Zifa to give to the players, and the players were saying they had not been paid. What's happening?
That's where the problem lies, because Zifa is, you know, has grown to be untrustworthy, and you know, these guys, they will never believe whatever is said until, you know, they see their paychecks. The figures that we mentioned, whether the government is putting that money or it's an empty promise that is, you know, just to show something to the public that they're doing something when they're not. We have to wait and see that. The next one, I'll probably, before I even mention all these figures, I remember there was a I think it donated something like $1 million. At some point, I think, when there were some problems again. That million, I don't think it saw the light of the day. Because, you know, they're still, in trouble. And the reason why these guys are finding all these sorts of figures is simply because they've had the money that is being mentioned, and then they think they need to be paid, which is right. Like the gentleman just said, it's work. No one goes to work, you know, for free. We go to work to make money so that we pay bills. That's the bottom line. And like I said again, I'm glad because the football fans, the football-loving fans, they realize that what the guys are demanding is fair, and they deserve it, and it's justified. As for the corporate world, to be honest, I think, you know, we need more than one. As much as Net One has jumped in and put in something, I think they should be more than... If we look at it, Coca-Cola, I'm sure, is still in Zimbabwe. Coca-Cola, you know, we drink Coca-Cola almost daily in Zimbabwe. You know, it's something that they have to put something back into, you know, not just in football, in every other sporting discipline. They do make money. We look at Netball. I'm sure, you know, they should be doing, as much as they are doing the, you know, the sponsorship of the soccer stars, they should be doing more. We are a drinking nation. Unfortunately, I can say that I've seen that myself firsthand with, you know, the amount of, you know, drinking that happens back home. That's something that, you know, the government or Zifa or anybody should be approaching to say, can we have, you know, sponsorship towards, you know, such tournaments.
That's very true. Please do stay on the line. Muzondiwa, will come back to you and talk about the payments. Let's go to Kunamkoma Mike Varukboskwana. Magadi Mkoma Mike.
Magadi Mkoma Bracing.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu Mkoma Mike. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Nhasi tiri kutaura nezvema Warriors.
Ya, ndizvo ndada kutoti nditaure. Ma Warriors tinowina kuti kwatiri kuenda uku. Tiri kunesa vanhu, tiri kuchisa vanhu ndechekuti vanhu tiri kuchamazita chete. Ya, because yaiva Algeria yekudhara. Noti yamazuvano yaiva Senegal yekudhara. Vana Tunisia taivaziva kare kuti vane mbiri. Iko zvine zvivanguva mazita. Saka mazita iwayo tiri kumavhunduka kana tichinge tanzwa mazita. Zimbabwe inowina. Ndiri kutsigirana nemufundisi vataura vaya kuti Zimbabwe ichaita drone neAlgeria. Vaicharohwa Algeria 1-0.
Icharohwa 1-0.
Ya, 1-0. Senegal is 2-1. Pane Tunisia i 2-0. Ya, ndo pfungwa dzangu idzo.
Ko panyaya yekuti vakomana vari kuti hatisi kupuwa mari hazvizovakanganisa here kutamba izvi?
Kuti havadi kupuwa mari?
Kuti havasi kupuwa mari yacho neZifa?
Ya, ipapo ndo zvinonetsa baba muZimbabwe. Vanhu ava vari kuenda kumirira nyika yedu kuti tibudirire mumutambo. But havasi kupiwa mari yacho. Vakapinda paupresident weZifa vakanga vavimbisa kuti ndichagadzirisa Zifa zvakanaka. Iko zvinezvi tane dambudziko rokutodarika zvatanga tiri kare. Saka ipapo vana vanofanika kupiwa mari nokuti vari kuenda kumirira nyika. Kune vari kudya mari vasingamiriri nyika, asi vari kumirira nyika vachinyimwa mare. Hazviiti vari right kuti vadimande mare iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike.
Ya, mukoma Pressing, ndikumbira kunzwa mari dzavo si Air Force neZimbabwe zvakatamba sei friend?
Vakaita mangange 0-0.
Okay. Ya, thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
All right.
Gibbs.
That's a very a good warrior supporter there, right? So now what is Toleke unomzana uSibasa Chuma ukona ngaleke kubulawayo. Eh baba Sibasa Chuma kunjani?
Oh, sikona linjani lani?
No mphile school kunjani kubulawayo ngizwa kuthiwa ke izulu vela kuphume kuphandle lapha.
Hayi kunzima, izulu lunyaka hayi kunzima sibiya. Bona ngathi yadilini into zonke yawona.
Oye.
Hayi
kuzalunga sathi sikhula la kudala. Lalisina sibili uzokutwa phandla kuphumeki kuze kube nemvimbi futhi kodwa ke sikhulume ngebhola phela Sibasa nanka ama-Warriors bungani kuyahlupha po ngathi ningakhonokho
uyazi ngizwa ngisiba nobuhlungu kakhulu kazi ilizwe lethu leli kungamanga kwalo kuhle sokubulela into zonke ngoba kathi singazikhangela abantwana izolo babemele ukuthi bayenzele idina ngitsho nje kodwa kuyehlule ke ukuthi bafike laphana abantwana kababhatali abantwana mele bakhulu imali izisa ngikwazi ukuthi dala sakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu laba abaxotshwe kufuna into kuzinentsha ngibona nomuntu ongenilele wathembisa kodwa kula lento ayenzayo lapha kanye sebulalawo kakhulu kazi abantwana mele bakhulu imali ngoba impilo yakhathi sikhele ilizwe leli kalilala ukuthi bamele ilizwe bazadla kanjani njengoba ngibona besukumile kathi sibahambeke ngamaqamuqamu abebehambe ekuseni abebehambe ngama-1 mele kushouthi akuna lutho ngalesi zachaba kuphela awona nto esizaphuma layo ngoba vele sekunesikhubo esikhona kungamela kube nesikhubo phakathi kanti singathi zayihlulwa ngo-Uganda abanike ama-500,000 something lokuze ukuthi i-team yabo ukuthi ihambe ithwele nesiyehlule ngamazwe alobuya nganjani kutshoni kithi
ya kukanya kulobu zima sibili so ke ubona ngani babuya bezilengisela izandla
ya kuchek baba
babuya belengisa izandla nje
laba vele kangisaboni lutho mfowethu njengoba kathi siyabona ukuthi ahambe beqhamukile vele afana kuthela tanzi lukhona laphana laphana zabe silengisa izandla vele siyaxotshwa nge-first round vele siyaphuma laphana novele ngamboni lutho laphana luzabalunga laphana ngoba vele abantwana bakhutshiwe kudala ngoba ngakhangela nge-statement yakhuluma ngolwana umuntu ebabutanisile mhlakwana vele khulumele eceleni vele ngakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma njani labantwana into engayiyacaphula lathi siyinje lapha sidanile ngoba abantwana kade besiyamela thina
yeso singathi umahluko phakathi kamnumzana uPhilip Jangwa loCuthbert Dube sokuyini nxa sokunje
kathi sikhangani sokuwethi kakhulu uCuthbert Dube wayengcono ngoba saka sisukuma sibili kodwa siyodlala kungena ukuthi abantu bakhaleli sokuwethi lokhu
hayi siyakuza kakhulu
sokuwethi sibili wayethendisile kodwa ukuthendisa kokhona kulalutho olukhona lapha sokuwethi
hayi siyakuzwa ejuma baba kodwa ke ubona zani ke umdlalo wokuqala ungahamba njani Algeria versus Zimbabwe ungaphumani khona
Algeria versus Zimbabwe kodwa mbona ngani siyaphana nje ngakungathiko ukuthi isikhubo esikhona sibili ngabantwana behambe kahle hayi vele anishoke sayitshaya laphana vele sekungiba libizo laphana singadlula kwesikhathi ibeyi-1-0 ishaye 1-0
uboni ke sibongele kakhulu juma
hayi kulungile
wa egolide baba ungadinwa kusasa so that was Mr. Sibasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know the Zimbabwe economy is not doing well, so like what the previous people were saying that maybe this is going to follow them to Gabon. And he says Zifa is not doing well, you know, says now indications are that Mr. Cuthbert Dube was far much better than Mr. Philip Chiyangwa, mm-hmm. in the sense that he says these players are going in threes, mm-hmm. twos, and so forth. He says this has never happened to Zimbabwe in soccer, never, according to him. And he says that at the end of the day, you know, it's not good for guys to go to Gabon when they're so disappointed. They need that kind of moral booster. But if they go there and they're having these problems, he doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He says maybe Zimbabwe will be knocked out in the first round, and that's it. So sikezweke silomnumzana uMabuza lapha efoneni. Mabuza kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Yeah, akubuze sizwe. Kumbe yime ngikubuza.
Hayi, nami ngiyabuza nawe ungabuza kwa lapho.
Yeah, mara ngikubuze Mabuza. So ke ubona ngazani kuya hamba njani kona ngale Gabon.
Ubuhlungu lowe ngibuzo ngendawo yakithi yaseGwanda. Silokusazala sizoba eTizulu lisina akaze limoshe ngale ndlela imoshe yakhona.
Yeah, ngizothwala limoshe kakhulu ye.
Limoshe kakhulu abasamlana sazalwa elokhu enjalo izulu lisina silima kodwa manje angilazi injani leli. Okay. Ngicabanga mina lapha especially ishu yezifa leni. Mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ke sikhophe lokhwana okwakwenziwa eZambia ukuthi kishintsheke ifake ukhalusha laphana kwaso citizen yabo laphana. Mhlawumbe nathi masingathola i-legend mhlawumbe umuntu owazi i-pain yokusela imali maye ngomdlali esibenzile. Kambe basi ngasithole nje emalijensi ke sike sesikope nje abantu izambe yake yafaka uculture laphana yaphuma nayo yafuna kulelo kwenjeni
kakhulu
yabo ngeke nathi ngasikope kwalo kwana ngoba lamadoda laphana afana nabo Chiyangwa Cardet nebesicabanga ukuthi Chiyangwa naye ngoba engeke ukuthi uCardet duwe maybe kuzoba nechange but uyabona umntu yena uzosiqala ukuba wese futhi maybe nalo wese uzomthola futhi uzoba wese ake sithole nimi emalijensi ke sikope nje kwenze izambe ukwenze izambe
laba njengomzolo laba bakhona khona lapha kuhlelo uyabona into ezinjalo he
so issue lona lona ikule tournament iAlgeria ngizwa abantu ngathi baye South Algeria Algeria ngesikhathi esiningi wathacabanga sike sayishaya futhi kula ma-tournament edlulile ihlala nje nawo abadlali kodwa ukuthi ethule iZimbabwe uyawuthanda ukube nzima otherwise iwini yayo kuvame ukuba yi-draw yakhumbula last game esakusadlala nayo yayithi iwini nje sidlala sesidlala nayo kwala-Algeria nagcina futhi isiwina 2-1 sagcina siyiqualayiza kusoba yi-2-2
nakuto
kuyiwini yabo yokugcinileyo kwafanele ngabe bayitholile so noma engazi be nama-players anjani kona lapho Riyad Mahrez bakhona yabona but I don't think ukuthi bangaba i-threat kuZimbabwe bese ngisiza lapha na ku Senegal bangadabeka nayo nje ihleli nabadlali abasale bethe bangadabeka namanje no Sadio Mane inalo Musa so osetheke yabadlali abathele bekhona but bangadabeka bangadabeka last time yena abadlali ababe strong kule tournament bese bedliwa iZambia lapha bathi wabendele benabadlali ithanda ukuhlala iqinile abadlali kodwa ayiwa win magene so angiluboni uvalo line ngibona nje ngathi iwin is right ola kuSenegal bese sithola ama draw maybe lapha na ku kulamalo kwindana ama northern countries iAlgeria ne Tunisia
ngoba
ke Tunisia nje nayo mawagatheka vele ayisabeka ina ama players most of our players ayo adala kwa lapha na experience ungetholi tusa yeli lapha umdlalo ngathi ukhona nje lapha bathi bani ukhazi lo lapha na England naye futhi akayona threat futhi kuZimbabwe sina ama defenders lapha
ubonike ha uyichayile sibili kodwa isikhathi sethu du lapha ke Mabuza otherwise bongile kakhulu eMabuza baba sibongile kakhulu baba. So that was Mr. Mabuza in South Africa. He was actually analyzing very well, you know, saying that at the end of the day, maybe Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria and most of these other teams. Because he says there's nothing in them, you know. You can beat them and that's it. And but he has got a suggestion. He says, can Zimbabwe try to put somebody like Kalusha Palwa to be in charge of Zifa? Please, according to him. Maybe like people like Mzo, you know.
Indeed. Of course, Kalusha led Zambia to the African Nations champion when no one expected them to win. But Mzo, lastly, some people might say, you know, the players are acting like mercenaries. Why not just play since there are scouts there and then they have the opportunity to go and play in Europe?
I was going to mention that. I mean, like, you know, if people are quick to level players as mercenaries, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. It's a job that, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be paid for.
That's very true.
The unfortunate bit is, like, you know, this situation leaves players in a vulnerable place because they are open to betting scandal, a syndicate.
Thank you. So let's end on that note. Maybe next time we'll continue from there. Unfortunately, no injury time, no extra time, no penalties. We have come to the end of this show. I am Blessing Zulu. Thank you so much to our guest, Mzondi Womgatsa, former Zimbabwe national team player and sports analyst, Mo Moyo.
Good night, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.